Nevin, good morning to you.
How are you, Marty? You good form?
Dr. McGuire, I see you hanging with Tommy now, is the latest now. Hanging with Tommy, having the chat. That was great. That was very good. It was a good chat. He's a good lad,
listen,
isn't he?
It was, he's very good. And it was nice to be back up in RTE, you know, so it was.
Yeah, must be nice. Must be a great novelty to be in the television centre.
Do you know what it must be?
It must be. I'm telling you.
You know, yeah.
Unbelievable. You're right about that. But anyway, you had a good time with them. I'm glad.
Yeah, I got amazing reaction, and it was him. Because, like, we kind of done the interview for about an hour, and you know the way they cut things, so it was down to about maybe 18 minutes or something like that. So
I wouldn't know what they cut out of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, it worked out for you. So, look, well done on that, not at all. What are we doing today? What have you got?
So, I thought we're, don't laugh now, chicken and salad and a Caesar salad. So, this is a spicy chicken salad, and I have to be honest with you, for your listeners, this will make a lovely recipe for in a wrap or in a sandwich. The spicy chicken salad we'll talk about. So you get really good quality chicken and into breadcrumbs, just regular white breadcrumbs. You're going to put some curry powder, chili powder, sesame seeds, a little bit of parsley. So you're kind of spicing them up.
Now you can blitz
all that in the food processor, but I just literally stir them in, and then you're going to cut your chicken, or you can get the little fillets. You know the tiny little fillets of chicken that are already cut. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the corn-fed chicken. It's reared and produced in calf, and it's fed on maize. And it has that kind of yellow kind of colour, and people get a little bit nervous. It's all about flavour and succulence, trust me.
But why is it yellow?
If you eat corn-fed chicken, because it's fed on maize. It's the feed. It's the feed that they give it. Yeah, so the maize kind of taints the meat and gives the most beautiful flavour. We love it in our house, so we do.
Right.
So we're going to do a technique that we call panne. You dip it in flour. You make up egg wash, and that's egg wash is one egg and a little splash of milk, and then you mix that all together. So you dip your chicken strips into the flour first, and then the flour helps the egg wash stick, and then you roll the chicken... Sounds good.
Yeah.
Into those lovely breadcrumbs. And these can be made ahead. They can be done in batches. Really what you're making, Marty, is spicy chicken goujons, to be absolutely honest with you. Great for kids. We would make these nearly every week, to be honest with you, or every 2 weeks anyway. Yeah. And I make batches of them. I freeze them down if the chicken is fresh. And then I defrost them. And then I just literally shallow fry them, or you can deep fry them, or you can bake them in the oven. I'll go through that in a moment. So put them on a tray, cover them in cling film, put them into the fridge. They'll keep for about 3 or 4 days in your fridge. So shallow fry in a little bit of rapeseed oil, a little bit of butter, cook them about 2 or 3 minutes either side, and finish them in the oven. They'll take about 10-12 minutes in the oven. You don't have to shallow fry them. You can just put them onto parchment paper into the oven at 180.
Lovely.
And they'll take about 16 to 18 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So now that's our chicken done. Beautiful on its own in a wrap. But now we're going to do a mango salsa. So nice ripe mango, you peel it and you finely dice it. Some roasted red pepper, which you can get in a jar, seeded and diced.
Yes.
Mix that into a bowl with the zest and juice, of a lime, a little bit of sweet chili sauce, and some lovely fresh herbs, coriander or basil I'm using.
Oh, that's great. There's so many in there.
You can use both.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Now, this salsa is really good with some grilled salmon, some prawns, and even with grilled chicken. It's gorgeous, and it'll keep for a week in your fridge.
Just to check, how much chili sauce would you put in? To this salmon.
Well, I have about 2 tablespoons, which is quite a bit. And there's a lovely Irish company, and they're called Thai Gold, and they do a really nice one. It's not too hot, not too spicy. You can put in fresh chili too, but there's a lovely kick in the lime.
I'm not going there.
It's gorgeous.
No, I'm not going there.
if you make this ahead, it's absolutely delicious. It really is. And then the last thing then that I serve with this at home is just some beef stock, a little bit of tomato puree, some balsamic vinegar, and a splash of cream. It's like a balsamic cream, which is absolutely delicious with this. But the salsa on its own with the chicken and some lovely salad leaves is just heaven, I'm telling you. Now, when I cook this at home, Marty, I cook chips with it. I love chips.
Do you?
I do. I have to say, homemade chips. Yeah, homemade
and why
chips,
would you have
it.
Chips and with what is essentially a salad? You lunatic. Why would you do that?
Because I'm a bit of a pig. Because I love chips.
Yes,
and I love the whole combination. If you get freshly cooked chips, it's not that I'm eating them every day or every week, but they are a treat. You know,
but do you do that? You cutting your own potatoes and away you go. I mean, they're the chips you're making, aren't they?
Peeling them, slicing them, but they're the best.
And the second batch are always better than the first, I always find. I don't know why that is. When we do the second batch, so they're crispier because they're sitting longer.
They are.
But the homemade chips. true.
Tommy chips are wonderful, aren't they?
They really are.
Oh, I love them.
You could get people onto salsa salads fairly lively now if you're giving chips with them. That's a very good idea. I think it's a nice mix.
So it is. Even the salad on its own and the chicken in a wrap. Trust me, I often make these when the kids come back from school with a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of salad into the wrap, the chicken, and it's gorgeous. They love it. Honestly, they do love it.
The stone is definitely removed from the mango, just in case. Because that'll do play havoc with your dentures.
It's peeled and de-stoned and then it's cut into nice big cubes. It's lovely. And make sure you've made a good point there. Make sure you get the mango ripe. There's nothing worse than a hard, underripe mango, which isn't pleasant.
Well, that's very true. So that's the spicy chicken salad, mango salad. So what else have we got?
Yeah, so we're keeping on the salad vibe, and this is a Caesar salad. It's a classic, and, you know, this recipe, so we'll talk about the salad you use, cos, or baby gem, it's called, cut into leaves, parmesan cheese, obviously, is essential. Yeah. Some croutons. Croutons are just little cubes of bread, and I'm using, if you have nice sourdough, you can make up your own little parmesan croutons, so just toast them off in the oven, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of grated parmesan, and that gives lovely texture, and the cheese melts onto the croutons, and they're absolutely delicious, and these will keep in an airtight container for about a week, so there's no problem. You can make this well ahead.
Oh, I love it.
Now, we're going to talk about the dressing. This can be done with prawns, it can be done with grilled chicken, so you can mix it up, or you can just have the classic Caesar dressing. The classic one has anchovies.
Oh, no!
I like them. I don't love them. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I can't abide them.
Don't hang up.
No, they're awful.
Don't hang up. Oh.
If Anchovies Inc. are listening, I can't abide those yolks at all. They're just, they're a bit slimy and horrible. I don't know.
When I was over on my Spanish seafood trails 2 years ago in Galicia, I saw the whole process of how they make, I never knew how they processed the anchovies, all done by hand. Right. They brine them, they pin bone them. I was in awe now. I was absolutely in awe.
But did you like them?
Tiny little,
but did you like
fish.
Them though?
Yeah, do you know what? I've actually grown to like them. As really? I say, I don't love them, but I mean, like, yeah. And I think they can be very fishy. And you can make this dressing, by the way, we better clarify that, Marty Whelan, without the anchovy fillets.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you see, that's you remember me to do with the fish. If it's very fishy, I'm a goner. That's the problem, you see.
So, I agree.
But you're saying you can put chicken and whatever into this anyway, so that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah, of course you could. Okay. Now, for the dressing, So, quickly moving over, everything goes into the food processor. 1 clove of garlic, 1 egg yolk, 2 teaspoonfuls of red wine vinegar, 2 teaspoonfuls of lemon juice, and 1 to 2 teaspoonfuls of diesel mustard, which is quite a kick now to this dressing, to be truthful, would you?
Yeah.
Good splash of Worcester sauce, and then we have some extra virgin olive oil, about 150 mils of that. Now, you can put in some English mustard, that's optional, but I think the diesel mustard, I think, will be
enough.
Good.
Yeah, great.
Throw in the anchovies or leave them out, and you blend that, season it with salt and pepper, and that will keep for about a week in your fridge. So then you just tear your cos salad, you have your croutons which are toasted in the oven, dress that. If you have any leftover roast chicken or grilled chicken or even a couple of warm prawns, the hot and the cold works so well, it really does.
Yes,
and this is a traditional dressing, you know. You know, you can serve it with cherry tomatoes, I should have said. You can serve it with some nice kind of like a soft boiled egg. That's it, soft boiled egg, if you like it.
But you wouldn't have a bag of chips now beside your Caesar salad, would you? No.
I love
a Caesar salad as a main course. I think it's a gorgeous lunch or light tea or whatever. And do you know? I love it.
When you order it or when you make it or whatever like that, do you always say no anchovies?
Yes.
As a matter of interest.
Yeah, I do, to be honest with you.
And
if we were making one at home, we wouldn't have the anchovies. It's just, look.
I know what you mean.
It's down to taste. And
would you have chicken in it, Marty? Yeah?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. And sometimes without. Sometimes you go veg.
And
we wouldn't have it at all. Ooh. But that's a lovely... But the Caesar salad is such a lovely thing. As long as you have the...
It is. It's a real...
No, as long as the lettuce is nice and crispy, you've won, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Well said, because that's the key. You want the crunch. It's all about the texture. The croutons, the crunch, the dressing, and then, as you say, with your whatever kind of protein you're going to put in, whether it's some chicken or a little bit of fish, it all works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good man.
And nothing worse than a limp.
Impressed, Marty.
Well done. Lettuce, not at all. So now, look, that's the Caesar salad, which is lovely. And the other one is a spicy chicken salad with mango salsa. Do you know, I have a song about the mango tree.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
You're going to play it?
I've no option. I've introduced it now. We're stuck with it.
So I'll be bopping away.
Mango Tree from Zach Brown and Sarah Bareilles. Oh, we have them all here. Listen, Nevin, that was lovely. Now, listen, we'll see you at the end of Holy Week, please God, and we'll have something for Easter, I suspect. Something
we nice will. We'll have some beautiful spring lamb. We'll talk about a lovely recipe for you, okay?
Oh, you're great. If any lambs listening, cover your ears now, and we'll talk to you next week. Keep the faith, Nevin, and I'll talk to you in a week. God bless you.
Thanks, Marty. God bless.
Stand by the mango tree. Not at all.